Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Can't break free, 'cause you see I morning and welcome to Heart for Worship on Soul Sister Sunday and Soul Sister Radio. My name is Becky Phillips and I'm your host, and I just thank you for tuning in online or calling in or listening in on the archives. We appreciate you joining us, and I think you'll be blessed this morning. So I just want to open this up in prayer. I just thank you so much, Lord, that you're here with us this morning and that you can minister to our hearts, and that we can understand how to have more than just a belief in you, Lord, but that we can have a true love, and we can fall in love with you, Lord, deeper and deeper each and every day, that your revelations will be made new to us, Father. Thank you. We love you. We praise you and just ask that your word would come forth and that you would just touch the hearts of the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to say thank you real quick. I'm out and about, so I'm not in front of my computer, but I just wanted to say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited, B&B Builders, and Spa Gyms. We thank you so much for your continued support of our show, and we couldn't do it without you. Today, I just wanted to real quick and short, just I was just on my heart this week about, you know, how much I love God. And how much, you know, I want to please him and do things right for him. And I'm sure most of you listeners out there that are believers feel the same way. But sometimes when we're going along in our walk, you know, we can stumble, and the cares of the world can weigh us down. And we sometimes can get stuck. And that being stuck is more like really, you know, trusting and believing in that love that we have for Christ. And that's why that song that I was just played, I just felt like sharing that, because it is. It's more than just a belief. We really need to have a relationship with Christ, because once we have that relationship with Christ, he has so much to pour out to us, and he's waiting to pour out onto us, starting with his love. And when you read in Ephesians, Paul wrote a letter and was telling the people that, you know, he was praying for them. And he said in Ephesians 3, starting in verse 14, it says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted," and that was the key word that hit me, "being rooted and established, being firm in his love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and how high and deep his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." And what really hit me in that scripture is that when we understand how vast, how wide, how long, how high and how deep is the love of Christ for us, that it surpasses all knowledge. And when we get rooted and established and firm in that, where we cannot be shaken, we realize that at that point, that's when, you know, the Holy Spirit can strengthen our inner being, and that's when his power comes, and we can be effective Christians for Christ, showing others what that love means. So I hope you enjoyed the music. The next couple songs are just really to show an exchange of that love that previous song talked about. You know, it's us falling in love with him because of who he is and his love. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, no matter what, is always as close as a breath beside us. So I hope you enjoy the music, and you know, please worship God right where you're at. The first song is "Who Am I."
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean. not because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, you told me who
here tonight for. We're not here to impress you. We're not here to be the best band, the best song in the world. We're here not for God, but because of Him and because of what He's done. And we just want to praise Him back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. This is our last one.
So why are you striving these days? Why are you trying earn grace? Why are you crying? Let me lift up your face. Just don't turn away. Why are you looking for love? Why are you still searching if I'm not enough? Where will you go, child? Tell me, where will you run?
Hey, where are you gonna run?
'Cause I'll be back.
Does anybody believe that tonight?
Look at the tears at my side. I swallowed the grave on that night. We drank the world's end so I could carry you in and give you life. Thank you.
Love is now. Love is pouring from His hands, from His breath.
Isn't that just good news? Isn't it just wonderful to know that we can have a love that lasts for eternity and we don't have to worry about what other people think or what other people say, that we can be rooted and established in a love that is all-powerful and all-knowing and never leaves us ever. I really hope you enjoyed the music today. I really decided on the live versions just because I think sometimes we can really feel the presence of the Lord in the mix of the music and in the live versions when you're in the presence of where He was and where He is and that He's here right now. And so I hope that that brought you some comfort and some love for those out there that are needing it, that are just needing to feel God's arms around them. I know that there's a lot of people out there that are just empty, and it's because they're missing something. And I really would just encourage that they just get in the Word and let God minister to your heart and help you to just get grounded. It's basically the believer being rooted in the revelation of God's love in Christ. It's like a tree or a plant with deep roots in the soil being established in His love. And it's just basically like a building of strong foundations laid on solid rock that just can't be moved and you can't be shaken. And, you know, we have an accuser running around this earth and this life that we live called Satan, and he is the accuser of the brethren. And all he wants to do is break us down and make us question, what if, what if, what if. And guess what? God doesn't say what if. His what if went away when he sent his son to die on the cross. So I just hope that you're encouraged. I really am thankful that you guys continue to tune in week after week. Please find us on Facebook. Like our page, tune into the archives, catch up if you've been missing our shows. But just know that we're here for you wherever you're at, on the go, at home, you know, on vacation, whatever. We just want to be a part of your Sunday morning and encourage you and lift you up. Father, just thank you for the listeners, Lord. I just pray that you just bless them today as they go and as they continue to listen in to Church Reboot, that they would just be filled with your love and your revelation knowledge so that your power would come forth out of them and that they would show others the love that you have for them and that they would come to the knowledge of your saving grace. We thank you for who you are, what you've done. We thank you for your son, and we give him and you all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Enjoy your day and see you next week.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday and Church Reboot with Maria Magdalena and our special guest host from the East Coast, Rebecca Lawler. Are you there with us, beautiful? Can she hear me? Are you there,
it's
Rebecca?
Here, yeah. Good morning. Yeah. Hello, everybody.
There you are. And I'm not sure if Becky Phillips is still on. It says that you're still here. If you are, say hello. Not sure if she is.
Hello.
I am. I'm listening.
Good. Glad to have you here. Please unmute whenever you want. I'm not sure if Dean's going to be joining us today, but we have a special show because we are definitely walking through as we head into the ninth month of this year, the year of the dragon. So I want to actually go ahead and open. First, I want to say hello and welcome. Welcome to our guests in the chat room. If you would like to chat with our hosts in the chat room, you can go ahead and log off and log back on and get a free Blog Talk account, and that way we'll know who you are. I also want to say thank you so much, Becky. Your show is always amazing. I asked Rebecca to call in a little bit earlier so she could really, really usher in the Holy Spirit with me and with Magdalena. And so thank you so much. You have no idea how much that means to me, especially today. So before we go any further, today we are going to be talking about the back end of Revelation 12. And we're going to start it with 12:12. But before we do, I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great, fabulous Sunday and that your heart is full of joy and cheer as we come together on Soul Sister Radio. And let us begin in prayer. Dear Father God in heaven, thank you so much. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for giving us this outlet to share your word and share your will, Father. And I really pray that you just pour blessings upon the show, the station, and really that you can really speak through us through, you know, from our hearts, your words, Father, just like you used the disciples and prophets to write the Bible, Father. It was inspired by you, and we are just tools and instruments, Father. Please continue to use us as tools, Father, but we want to pray specifically for those who are in need. We want to pray for Susan Milano Murphy, Father. Murphy Milano, sorry, mixed up her name, but I know that you know who I'm talking about, Father, that she has the right help amongst her, that she is being taken care of, that, Father, that, you know, she too may overcome her cancer, Father, that she is fighting the battle as well, God. Please be with her. We want to pray for the Armstrong family as we just lost the first man to have landed on the moon, Father. Please be with them and also with our brother Joe Acava, who I'm sure are mourning his loss, Father. And I pray for all those in space, God, that you protect them and that you have their blessings, Father God, as they are away from their families, and, you know, I'm sure they experience some loneliness, Father. May you uplift them and encourage them, Father, as they come home. And I just want to pray for the children of this world, Father. I know that Satan is on attack, and, Father, may we teach them the right way, Father. As it states, you discipline those you love. And I know that you love me much, Father. And I just pray, God, that we are not afraid to stand firm in the faith, that we shield ourselves with you, Father, and the Holy Spirit, God, that you protect us from evil, God, and that we can just have gratitude in our hearts, that we can have love and compassion for those who are hurting, God. And we want to thank you so much for our awesome and incredible sponsors. Thank you so much to Lady Rebecca Lawler. Thank you so much for your faith and belief in us. Thank you so much for being part of our show every week. Thank you for Robert Brown of B&B Builders. Thank you for, you know, having us in a castle, if you will, for being such an amazing provider. Thank you so much for all that you do. I want to thank Spa Gem, and I pray for their blessings. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and guardians that believe in us. Thank you so much for this day, Father God. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's always great. Magdalena, you have an amazing gift, and that gift is truly of a prayer warrior. And we do have Dean on. So I just want to thank again. I am totally blessed. Today our numbers are past the 3,000 mark for the month, and I just want to send out a special thank you to all of those who go in and listen to what it is that we have to say every week, and we're blessed. And this week we were totally blessed on Wednesday to have Eric Reese of the Jesse Reese Foundation and NIGU, Never Ever Give Up. She was a little girl that passed away and was one of the reasons that inspired a Heart For campaign under Hearts of Hope Foundation's Each Heart Helps project. So it's been an incredible ride. And the reason why we are talking about part four is what we're calling it, of this incredible story of Revelation 12. And on January 8th was last week's show. We recapped the beginning of Revelation 12. And January 15th, Rebecca, you'll remember, as Magdalena remembers, we had His Grace, Michael, from the Order as we went into this part of Revelations, as we talked about the woman flying under eagle's wings. And I want you just to share with the audience the experience it was to have His Grace on the show and how I really believe he'll be missed today. So just share with our audience.
I'm sorry, Maria. I know your love for him and his love for you was really beautiful, and I know he came into your life and really was definitely helped you to accomplish so much that you have accomplished, and it was an amazing show. I was blessed to have met His Grace. I think I shared a little bit on the show last week, 2 years ago, in October in California. And then when we were, you know, when we received the lady, Rebecca and Dames, he was part of that, which was just an amazing, you know, opportunity. But he was such a gentleman. And I think that when you think about him, you remember his, just his real genuineness and his kindness and his compassion for humanity and for people and his desire to really be an inspiration to those less fortunate. I think he carried himself, and his desire was to really to go out and to be and make a difference. And he's greatly missed. And it is a big void. It's a totally large void in the Order, as we know. And I just hope that we can work together. Part of all that we are doing with the different campaigns for the different, you know, what we believe in and what we're trying to make a difference with for kids who are abused and for the Heart for Danielle and for the Heart for Jesse, which I hope we can be able to put together, and also with our most latest desire, the Heart for Israel, I think would be continuing his love and his mission. And so just an amazing experience and opportunity to have met one of the most amazing gentlemen that I know who was, you know, very much very Christ-like. So, and I'm sorry about that for your loss, too. I know that's hard on you.
It was just so great being able to experience him in my life. It's very rare that you find somebody who is just truly a knight in every sense of the word. And his grace was truly just that. And as you and I both know, that one night that we shared with him and that interesting man, oh my gosh, this we took His Grace to dinner and it was a group of people, and there was this man. How would you describe him, Rebecca?
Oh my goodness. well, I would describe him as totally opposite from His Grace.
Yeah.
His Grace totally and really respected that, which we just sat there in amazement because he was totally, just totally different. And he handled it like a gentleman. And we ended up laughing. I think it was called, we did Family Style. And we sat at this table. I think we must have had like 17 people at the table. We were out there at the time for the American Music Awards, MTV Musical, no, American Music Awards. And so it was just a night of, and that was the first time I met His Grace. So
yeah.
he handled it beautifully. I will have to say that.
Every time an F-bomb went off, I looked at His Grace and I just cringed thinking, oh, dear God. And He just smiled and just looked at me like, it's okay. And I'm going, but that is the example that we had of a true gentleman that we got to soar under His wings. And you're right, it is a void, but the order is flying and it is soaring. And not only that, but we get to come under the wings of another eagle, and that is the Order of St. Lazarus of Jerusalem. And we get to experience their investiture on September 15th when you fly out. And it's just amazing to be able to watch us soar under these eagles that are flying above. And we get to get that drift of that air or whatever you call that. And but this particular order is a Christian order. And so I know that we're coming full circle with exactly the dream that God had put in to my little brain about the ambassador program and how we're truly ambassadors for Christ. And we're all moving up to the next level. And so I'm going to have Magdalena read Revelations, and starting from Revelations 12:12. And Dean, you're there first before she reads. Would you like to say hello?
Yes, I would. Good morning to all my co-hosts there, Rebecca and Becky, if you're there. I would like to say good morning to you. Of course, Magdalena, good morning to you. And my dear sister, Maria, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was nice. Welcome.
And here we go. We have a soul brother with us now. It's good. It makes our logo complete.
He's the only cockadoodle here.
He's the only cockadoodle-doo here. Revelations. Go ahead, Rebecca. What?
No, it's just I'm so excited to have him on the show with us. It just adds so much, you know, balance and everything to have him. And I loved last week with learning. I felt like I was in school and learning. So thank you, Dean, for sharing your inspiration and sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us.
Thank you, Rebecca. And I want to thank you personally for allowing us to do this and being such an awesome sponsor.
God is good. So let's start with Revelation.
Revelations 12:12. I like this part. He says, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows his time is short. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to a male child. The woman was given two wings of a great eagle, so that she may fly to the place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time, times and a half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. I'm going to stop you right there. And this is where, just hold that place. There's a lot going on, and the reason why we're having this conversation and we are talking about this subject again is because this is the year of the dragon in the Chinese calendar. This Revelations 12 is called the woman in the dragon. We're heading into the ninth month, getting ready to birth Rebecca's biggest dream that is now my biggest dream, because we've partnered and we've merged and collaborated nonprofit venture development. Wow, that's a task in of itself. There's no devil in hell that wants us to succeed and birth this child. The time and time and a half that we were talking about that we discussed last week on the show was 3.5 years, I think it was. May of 2009 is when I started flying really technically under these eagle's wings, but it was November of 2008 when Judge Ben Venya went with me and took me and introduced me to the order into these wings. So it's interesting on the timing. I don't think there are any coincidences. So the one thing that I want to talk about right now before we go any further is, Rebecca, you've been telling me lately this week, I have been battling some incredible dragons, and also some other women that are very close to me are battling very, very similar battles, but really intense. And I want to just send a special prayer out to Lisa. Lisa, I am praying for you, my sister, and I promise you that we will look at everything in the eye and call it out with the blood of Jesus. And Rebecca, I want you to share what that means, because I really, as a baby Christian, when you are praying in the name of Jesus is one thing, because if you call on his name, I know that he's here, which brings us to the first song. But when we come back from listening to this song, I want you to pray about it first, because first we're going to talk about the name, so I'm backing up a little bit. But then I want to talk about how you've been telling me to call on the blood of Jesus. But first on the name, Dean, I want to ask you very quickly, what does it mean when I pray and call with his name, when I call on his name? What does that mean, really?
Well, you know, it means a lot of things, but most important, it means power. Power over evil. There's only one thing that the devil trembles from, and that's the name of Christ. As crazy as that sounds, you know, you can have all the weapons in the world. You can have all the spiritual armor in the world. But in reality, there's nothing that's going to protect you other than the name of Christ. And with that name, as the Bible says, even sometimes you could be a non-believer and not even have the faith within your heart. But as crazy as it is, it doesn't say that in the Bible. That's what's going to make the devil tremble. What it says is that the name of Christ will tremble, make him tremble. So you can even be a non-believer, and if you're in a pinch, you can go ahead and throw that name out, and guess what's going to happen? That devil is going to turn and run. And you don't even have to be a Christian to do that. It's just a fact. As super spiritual as that is, that's how powerful the name Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is.
And this is why we're going to sit back. And Rebecca, I want you to pray about what I've asked you about. And just our audience, sit back and listen. And it is truly about calling on his name.
I'll be there.
bless you, bless you. If you've never heard, Magdalena sneeze, it sounds incredible, and I believe that when you sneeze like that after something is said, it's the truth. So I know that when you call on his name, he's there. And I've never thought about it in the way that you just said, Dean, that even if you're a non-believer and you call on his name, I believe it. I believe that if you call on his name, he is absolutely there. But Rebecca, you're teaching me something that's a little bit deeper. And with the scripture that Magdalena just read, that this enemy is after our offspring, absolutely is he after our offspring. And we're witnessing that with not only Lisa, we're witnessing that with Janet. If you remember Janet, when you came here in October. So we want to pray for her and her children. And it's just incredible. So when we're dealing with something like this head on, you tell me to pray with the blood of Jesus. Explain to our audience really what that means.
Well, first I want to say that I love what Dean shared about listening. We have power over evil, and that is just so true. But when I talk about the blood of Jesus, I really talk about what Christ did for us on Calvary, that he died on the cross for our sins, and that he rose on the third day. And that, and that's his blood. That's his blood that really, it's what he did for us, so that we could have everlasting and eternal life. And there's nothing more, more powerful than the blood. Dean, help me with this. Remember when, the Israelites went through and touched all the doors with the blood of Jesus?
That's the Passover. Dean, she's talking to you.
Are you there? Remember how all the doors that were cut?
If you could repeat that, Rebecca, I would really appreciate that.
Well, when the Israelites went through all of Israel and they wiped the blood of Jesus across all the doors, and and they weren't allowed to touch anyone or hurt or harm any of the people because the doors had the blood of Jesus on, the lamb. At the time, it was the lamb, the blood of the lamb. Because originally, they sacrificed the animals so that they could be forgiven for their sins. But then Jesus died, and what he did on Calvary, and I think that is just, there's nothing more, more, in my opinion, when you're praying, there's nothing more powerful than adding that, because Christ did die for our sins, and he did die on Calvary, and he was the last sacrifice for us, and that power is just amazing. Can you share a little bit about that? Because that's kind of what I'm trying to say.
Sure, absolutely. And it's so ironic, Rebecca, that you're talking about this. We always say that it's ironic that you were talking about this, but I was talking about the Passover last night. And,
really?
Yeah, and it's my favorite part in the Ten Commandments because it's the most powerful part. If you remember the movie, and I don't like going into Hollywood, but I got to go there on this particular one. This is the part where Moses comes and confronts and reconciles with his family, his original Jewish family, and he meets his mother, his real mother for the first time, and his brother and his sister who saved him. But the greatest part of the story is that he takes his Pharaoh mother in, knowing that death was right over the door of the Egyptians that hurt him. And with the blood on the door, he saved his Pharaoh mother. She came to visit him. And if you remember, he saved her. So not only was he able to save through the Passover his own Jewish family, but he was able to save his Pharaoh mother who loved him dearly also. And it just goes that the blood that you were talking about, Rebecca, that there is very, very, right back to Genesis, and if I can really quickly go into something that's maybe 2 minutes here, is when Jesus' blood fell from his body down the cross and hit the ground, the earth trembled, and there was a massive earthquake. And when the blood hit the soil, it was a coming together. Because if you go to Genesis 1, and God creates Adam, and the translation, the translation of earth or terra firma, which God scoops in his hand, is actually translated into the word red clay. And if you break down red clay chemically, there are certain elements in red clay. And if I listed all those elements in red clay on a chalkboard, you would find magnesium, all kinds of crazy elements that I don't want to go into. But the awesome part about the Bible is it always comes full circle. And if I took that same blood that comes out of your arm that came out of Jesus, and I put it under the microscope, and I took a chemical analysis of that blood, the blood's chemical analysis is the same as the red clay analysis that we speak in Genesis. So we're talking about some seriously heavy spiritual symbolic meanings here.
Intense. And with that, I'm going to get us a station identification and a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Really, Dean, having you on the show is a blessing. I've told you, my brother, for a very long time that you have a gift, and you definitely are anointed to speak about these things, and it is a blessing to have you as our new content producer. And I have a feeling that we're going to be either extending this show, or Dean will go ahead and close this Sunday show out with the last 30 minutes of our air time for Sundays. So, excuse me, it truly is a blessing to have you here, Dean.
Thank you. I would like to add one more thing, if I could.
Absolutely.
And that is twofold. You know, we live in an age of reality TV and quick fixes, and often the word hero. You know, we just got through with the Olympics and how great it was, and all the heroes. But we really, really lost a true American world hero yesterday, and that was Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. Truly an amazing figure, a person that had absolutely no ego, a person that shied away from his greatness. And when you throw that word hero around, which you constantly hear in today's media, just remember guys like Neil Armstrong, true groundbreakers. That's number one. Number two, I want to talk to you about, and that is a bit of news. I like doing a little bit of news every Sunday, and my news this week is the new Jeff Foxworthy program. It is a Bible TV trivia show. And the power, we're talking about the dragon, ladies, right? Well, let me tell you, the dragon is out there trying to slay this program, because the powers that be do not want the word to be given to the masses.
And
so,
it's Jeff Foxworthy?
Jeff Foxworthy from, he's the comedian that was famous for what it's like to be a redneck.
Yeah, the redneck dude. Okay.
And he also did the program Are You Smart? smarter than a million, smarter than a millionaire. Are you smarter than a fourth grader?
Right. Okay. And it's
his new program is called America's Bible Challenge, and the network has already bought it. It's already ramped up. But the powers that be, the dragons out there, are just doing everything they can to stop this program from starting, because they know that if it starts, there's no stopping the word.
It's an interesting thing that you bring that up. And Rebecca, we were talking earlier about the next song that I'm going to play. And it's something, and the name of the song is Climb Every Mountain. Remember that song, Rebecca?
Yes, I do. Okay. From The Sound of Music.
From Sound of Music. And as we both know, when you are slaying dragons and you called on the name of the Lord and he is still attacking, as he is in all of our walks right now, getting ready to birth the things that we're birthing, exactly what Dean is talking about, something this huge on TV with someone that funny, all about the word. We've got to pray, but we also have to know that we climb every single one of these mountains. And there's something interesting that my father told me a long time ago, is that this huge mountain is before you. It seems huge, doesn't it? And I said, yep. He goes, well, look behind you at all the hills you've already crossed. And these mountains that are in front of us, that these dragons that were slain are huge. However, look at all the hills, the dragons, that the dead corpses that truly we have all overcome. So I want you just to sit back and listen to our next song, which is Climb Every Mountain. Great inspirational song. And when I hear that, it takes me back to so many different memories. And Dean, you've had the opportunity to actually walk those grounds where they filmed that movie. But this song is just, we're there, Rebecca. I will do this for God until I'm dead, because we're finally following our dream and we're actually watching everything come to fruition. that those fruit is right there and we're picking it, and it's amazing because the numbers, there is no logical reason that us little girls and now my brother here talking in the dark and just the little bit of marketing that we do for the numbers to be going as crazy as it is. How do you feel about all of your dreams starting to come true, Rebecca?
I think we shared this last week. We as like 10 or 11 years ago, we really prayed about doing something like this and prayed about having different and really making it.
Did we lose her? We may have lost her.
I can speak.
Okay, go ahead, Dean.
Thank you for remembering that, Maria, that I did 17 summers in Europe, and my favorite place of all places in all of Europe was that particular mountain range. It's between Salzburg and Berchtesgaden, which is a city in Germany, small city right there on the Austrian border. And it's as crazy as it is, when we're talking about dragons and we're talking about the devil and good, is that in such a beautiful place with such majestic beauty and such grandiose spirituality, a dragon does exist, because here you have such a wonderful place and this is the birthplace of the Nazi party. So when I did all those summers in Europe, you had the greatness of the Sound of Music on one day of touring, and then you had the evil of the Hitler regime on the other day of touring. So you have the good part, and then you have the dragon. And you, and in order to be a tourist and a tour guide, as I was, you had to be able to embrace both, and you had to be able to know both. You have to know your enemy, and you have to know your friends. And that particular place in the world, when I hear that song, of course, we think about the Sound of Music. And if you remember the movie, as she's running back to the convent, and the Mother Superior asks her, "Where have you been?" This is the only part in the Sound of Music where she actually references Hitler. And she says, "Mother Superior, I was up in the Obersalzberg. It was so beautiful. I could not leave. I was just singing and frolicking." Well, when she mentions the Obersalzberg, that's Hitler's actual home. So there you go. Here's this person, but she's dealing with the dragon. So I just wanted to mention that.
An interesting perspective. Rebecca, you're back on.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Better?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that. That was beautiful, what Dean just said, and it is so true. You know, I think we come to a place in life where we know we have a dream and we know that God wants us to do something, and we have to follow our heart. And sometimes that's very hard to recognize and follow your heart, and sometimes it's very scary to follow your heart. And that's how that mountain can look so big. And I think if we sum everything up, you know, we all have a calling on our life, and I think we are all here. I say this many times. We are all here with something to do and a purpose and a mission and something really that God has given us to do. And for me, you know, I faced abuse as a child, and, you know, God gave me that heart to try to help to change that and to help bring education and awareness to childhood abuse. And as we know, the heart is being used now to help bring a light to epilepsy for the heart for Danielle and to kids with cancer, we're hoping, and maybe even now to help with Israel. And so I think that when the dragon can try to take you out, as we shared earlier, with the blood of Jesus can change all that. And in Jesus' name, we can be victorious and we can have victory and we can overcome what Satan would try to take out. You know, God can make whole again in his blood and in his name.
Amen. And I'm going to have Magdalena read the rest of Revelation 12. Was that the end?
Oh. Oh, but it's just half a sentence.
And it says, yeah, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And that was like, I think it just cut me right before that.
Oh.
That was it.
I cut
but
her off.
I really thought we should have started at verse 7.
Okay, so go ahead.
And it says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon will twirl down the ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the world astray. He will twirl to the earth and his angels with him. And that's when it says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. And one of the things I want to share here is that it says Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. So it wasn't God against Satan, it was from one angel to another fallen angel. They used to be in the same, you know, they were in the same fraternity or sorority. They were, you know, they were frat brothers. And if anything, Michael most likely served under Lucifer.
Wow.
And now they were coming to a battle, you know, head to head, angel against angel. And it's Michael. He's our protector. And that's why there's war, but it was God's angels overcame. And we already know the outcome. It is one of victory, but there's much turmoil when there's a battle between brother and brother. And this is Satan's bad seed. He wants us to have these kind of battles. But you know, God is strong enough. God's army is way bigger than Satan's army, although Satan has a huge, big army.
Oh, gosh. You're in the middle of a hurricane, Rebecca, right now?
No, I'm not in the middle of it, but it's off the coast of Florida. We're in Florida, as you know. And so it's I think it's gone over, it's heading, sort of going, if you followed it, it's been over Haiti, Cuba, down by the Keys, Key West, and so pray for all those people. Poor Haiti. I mean, they've been through so much in the last, you know, few years, and so
right.
it's already blowing here in St. Augustine. It's a big storm. You know, everything's fine. I'm fine. I'm not in any danger, but we probably do need to pray for those people as it is passing through on the East Coast, especially
yeah.
the East Coast of Florida, Key West. Haiti got hit. Over Cuba it went, so, and, so prayer for all of those people. But Magdalena is right. And you know what I thought about, and I'll get Dean to help me on this. In the Garden of Gethsemane, right before, whenever you read that with Michael and the angels, you know, because Lucifer was, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, he was probably the most beautiful angel. And I would imagine that he was probably, if there were two people that were angels and I mean, well, angels, if God and Lucifer, I imagine at one point they pretty probably were very close, I would imagine. And, you know, Lucifer was, you know, probably one of God's really chosen ones. And then the separation happened. But I want to just say this because whenever you read this verse, which Revelation is amazing and the power in it is just unbelievable, that that's what I believe. Dean, help me if I'm wrong. Don't you believe that Jesus occurred that when he occurred Satan in the Garden of Gethsemane right before he went to the cross? Can you imagine that moment in his life, in Jesus' life as a young man, to be able to actually defeat that moment at that time? Dean, there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is, you know, this kind of comes back to what we talked about, ladies, 2 weeks ago when we talked about Christ on the mountain and on the top of the temple with the devil. And, you know, when God's ready to confront the devil in the Jesus form, there is no enmity, there is no strife, there's just two people. When God wants to confront the devil in the physical light and go sword to sword, mano to mano, MMA in today's world, okay, and it's time for a true, you know, fist-to-fist battle, he calls on Michael the Archangel. Now, Rebecca, I ask you, in the world of theology, there is a very, very common opinion that Christ actually becomes the archangel. And some people believe it, some people don't. That's one of the great things about the Bible and Christianity, is that we can agree to disagree. But the most important thing here is that when God does call for a battle, he has a soldier that's ready to roll, has a very sharp sword, and that will cut the head off if need be.
It's funny,
that's
Dean.
Good.
It's funny that he mentioned the phrase ready to roll, because, Rebecca, what do you always say?
They were ready to roll.
We're ready to roll.
I think we said it earlier, right? We said it earlier. With,
careful.
What do we say? With grace and class and love, and we're ready to roll. And with God's grace, of course, when I say that.
Here, Rebecca has this cute little soft, sweet voice, but be careful because she's got a sword that'll cut your head off.
Well...
Undercover sword. We just have about 5 minutes left. And wow.
It's been a great show. What a great show.
It's been a really great show. And our last song is actually a Magdalena, brought to you by Magdalena, because she mentioned it last week on the show. And truly, there is no option but to succeed. And this is what's great about walking a path with God, is that, you know, nowhere did God say that once you chose to follow me, would life be easy. And life is not easy when you follow him, but it is definitely worth it. And it's an interesting thing. And Dean, did you want to say any closing words? And I just want to also get how you feel about joining your big sister here and all your soul sisters here on Soul Sister Radio, being a content producer and now a co-host and maybe a host of your own show. What did you expect coming into it, and what do you want to tell our audience about the experience?
Well, thank you for the opportunity, number one. Number two, again, I would like to thank Rebecca Lawler. Without her, this couldn't be done. I'd like to thank Magdalena Gomez for giving me the inspiration, and I'd like to thank my sister for giving me the opportunity. This has been really, really an awesome experience for me. I've been in a few different ministries in my Christian, quote-unquote, career. And, you know, as we all grow in our faith, you know, we have our ups and downs. Sometimes you go to a church and all of a sudden you know more than the pastor. All of a sudden you go to a church and sometimes it's more looking at the girls than listening to the pastor. Sometimes you go to church and it's so far away you say, it's not worth the drive. Sometimes you find a church and it's exactly what you're looking for. So just like this is a reboot, a redefinition of church, this has really given me a new inspiration and a new booster shot of faith, because like a roller coaster, we all have our ups, our downs. Christianity is like some of the best part is that expectation of when you're climbing the roller coaster. Then when you get to the very top, then that when the drop becomes, it's the highest feeling. But all of a sudden you go low again, and all of a sudden it calms down. So right now I'm on a high, and I just want to continue that. And I know there'll be lows, but now I'm more prepared for those lows since I've joined this show.
Very good. Magdalena wanted to definitely say something.
Well, yes, and thank you for what you've shared, Dean, as well. It's also inspiring to hear you share your wisdom as Maria and Rebecca have shared about your insights. So you are blessed. But what I want to share is in regards to verse 11, where it states that they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, by the fact that they did not love their lives unto death. The accusations were from Satan were slashed, and this is the victory that we get to celebrate.
We are the champions.
And yeah, and this is where, you know, verse 12:12 is, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell of them, because this is our victory. We know the outcome. We just need to, you know, be part of the battle. We're going to get injured. We're going to be tossed. You know, we're going to be hospitalized. God knows. We're going to, you know, Satan's going to try to pin us down, but we're unstoppable when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and we're here to do God's will. And therefore, I'm going to rejoice in the time of victory that, you know, we have overcome because of the blood of Jesus. So thank you so much, Father God.
Rebecca, I want you to go ahead and close us out in prayer. I want to thank our audience. I want to thank Joe Acaba up in the International Space Center for taking the time and listening to our show. I want to bless all of the children out there, all of my girlfriends that have children, all of those girlfriends that have been the mother to my child. I want to just send special blessings. I want to send special blessings up to my family up in Northern California, where a family wedding is happening, and Dean and I couldn't make it. But I just want to send special prayers to them. So if you would just close us out in prayer, thank you to the audience, and we will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio. Rebecca?
Father God, we thank you so much for this day, and thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for evil that we have when we say in your precious name. Father God, bless us. Thank you for the show. Thank you for all the lives that listen to us every week. Pray for all of them, that your love and that your will and that your grace will be with them. And Lord, just thank you so much for all that you're doing and for giving us this opportunity to make a difference in the lives of so many. In your precious name, in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
And like we have read, we end up winning because we are the champions. Have a great week.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share.
On,
we are the
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
And we are back with the after show, and nobody knows that we're here. And so, Dean, you wanted to say a few other things. It was a great show, right, Rebecca?
It was a great show. I really think it was. I think it keeps getting better. And, you know, what I love about it so much is that we all have everyone has their own gift, and everybody brings something amazing and miraculous and perfect to the table. Do you know what I mean? Like, Magdalena is such a wonderful way with prayer and with words and reading the Bible and just coming in and saying the right thing at the right time. And you have an amazing way of just, you know, running the show, and Dean has such a, you know, his study of the Bible and his history and his ability to come in and sort of be a teacher, which I really love. Like, I really sit back and enjoy that so much, to hear, you know, the history and the stories and what he brings to the table. And I love his voice as well. And so I just feel really blessed and honored to be a part of this. And I really, you know, believe that, like he said earlier about the different churches and, you know, finding a church or that church or whatever, you know, I think what's amazing is when two or three are gathered and you're reading the Bible and you're praying and you're talking about the Holy Spirit and you're talking about the blood of Jesus and you're talking about, you know, God, I think it's really special.
It's infectious. It's really infectious. Dean, what did you want to say?
I'd just like to continue with the fact that when we're talking about the blood, you know, we're talking about something that we all possess, and that's another aspect of it. You know, this is something that flows through you, flows through Christ, it flows through all the listeners out there. We all share it. One of the crazy things about it is that when you see your blood, and it doesn't matter if I cut myself, it doesn't matter if you're going through a menstrual cycle, it hurts. It's painful. And just imagine what Christ felt on the cross. Because I could prick my finger, and I go, ouch, and all of a sudden I look, and it's bleeding. And, you know, and I go, ow, and I got to go get a Band-Aid. There's always pain involved. And with that, it's always a reminder of the feeling that Christ must have felt dying and withering away, and the punishment he felt on that cross as they were piercing him and nailing iron into his flesh, and then the actual feeling of suffocation as he was hanging there. It's very powerful.
It's intense. And you being on the show and sharing the way that you do, like I said, I've known that you have a gift for a very long time, and I'm excited that you're on the team sharing the way that you do with us, especially when I know that I'm new to a lot of this. Rebecca, you know, I don't know. Share with Dean where you went to school, Rebecca.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I first have to share with Dean, you know, I was brought up Catholic, as he knows, but I went to Benny Hinn's church in Orlando, Florida. I met Benny Hinn when I was, like, 14 years old and had the opportunity. I'm sure you've heard of Benny from being from California. Had the opportunity to be part of his ministry right when he came off of he had studied under Catherine Kuhlman, and you know, I mean, just being on fire for the Lord early in his day of his ministry and the Word of God and the power of reading the Word and seeing just amazing miracles, and just being a part of all that really, really changed my life. And it made me want to, you know, just go in, really just sort of kind of go into the ministry in a different kind of way, though. I really wanted to be a part of helping kids and helping just, you know, lead people, I guess, to the Lord is really kind of what I wanted. But in a really different way. I didn't really want it to be about money or anything like that. And so I went to Liberty University in Lynchburg. You should have We Are the Champions, because when I went to Liberty, Jerry Falwell, we were, you would say, good morning, champions, and really got into reading the word of the Lord, and, you know, went to evangelism classes and really studied there for a while. And so, and then my dad actually got really sick, and he ended up moving in. I had to leave Liberty, but I finished up in Virginia, going to Old Dominion. And at the time, the Lord had sort of kind of brought into my life being in the ministry with, I don't know if you're familiar with Young Life, which is a great Christian group for kids, and it really introduces them to the Bible, but it's a really kind of a neat way of being a support for young kids who are in high school and everything. So I was a Young Life leader, which I love. Sorry, go ahead.
Rebecca, I would like to ask you a question.
Yes.
And you may know this, you may not, but were you, and I don't want you to give up your age, were you at Liberty University at the same time that DC Talk?
Yes, I loved them.
There?
Yes, I was. Toby, I love Toby. We would see each other at Liberty a lot, and the guys would sing some there. It was amazing. He's an awesome person, really is.
Yeah, I too know all three members of that band, and so I just find it amazing that you were there at the same time. And obviously, Liberty University is the home of the Beatles of contemporary Christian rock is DC Talk, and it's pretty cool that it comes around, you know.
Yeah, maybe we should get them on the show. We should have them on the show one day.
That would be amazing, but you know, it's going to be pretty tough. But you never, I don't. They're not around. They're not together anymore. But I was lucky enough to see their last show together at the Billy Graham Crusade in 2000. Billy Graham's last crusade in 2003. They made a comeback performance in San Diego in front of 70,000 people at Jack Murphy.
Wow!
Wow!
Cool.
That's amazing, and they love the Lord. Let me tell you, they were really great, great, great guys, and it was a blessing to be there and to, you know, to get to know them, especially Toby.
And furthermore, it just goes to show you that you can be a Christian and still live a secular life. And I met Kevin Max, who is really the voice of DC Talk. I met Kevin Max in the bathroom at the Viper Room in Hollywood on the Sunset Strip.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. He played there to all the Christians' dismay, the Sin Patrol Christians were up in arms because Kevin Max of DC Talk fame decided that he was going to play a 3-show run at the infamous Viper Room. I took my girlfriend at the time, and it was probably one of the greatest concerts I ever seen. And I was going to the bathroom, and of course, you know, here he comes in all his wackiness, and he had a purple boa on, and I'm not into guys with boas, but it just was. it was a really, really neat experience, rock experience.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Go, Rebecca. Yeah. Yeah. No, I love my time at Liberty. Liberty was a great school, and so. But that's a little bit. That's sort of a little bit about my history, and then Marie and I for a long time, really, you know, we'd go back and forth and talk about doing something like this together, and, you know,
the Lord really did bless us and bless all of us. And I just, you know, I'm really grateful and thankful that he's brought us together as a team. And
I really want you to pay attention to this because it's the craziest thing, these numbers, all right? I'm opening up the thing. Like I said, in June, our total numbers of archived listeners in the month of June was 533. In the month of July, it jumped up to 1,767 for the entire month of July. It is what day, the 24th of August?
No,
6th. 26th of August. And we are at 3,000. It actually says right now 2,999, but you have to add 57 more to that.
All odd numbers.
Okay. So, again, we're not doing anything except for the only major difference that's happened is Magdalena was laid off. Magdalena was laid off, and that's when everything started to change. Dean started coming into the picture. We went up to the wedding on the 14th of July. So in the middle of July is when Dean was first on the show. Where were you, Rebecca? Yeah, we were at the family reunion.
Yeah, and we were.
And that's when Dean first came on. Then he wasn't on the show for like 3 weeks, and then he came back on. So really the only major difference is that we're out more with our – we got our business cards, so we're throwing our business cards. But if this is what's happening and we're not doing anything – this is God. This has to be God, and I cannot stop doing it. You know what I mean? And this is why it's so important that we'll figure it out, and God will bless us. And last night I went and I spent time with Jimmy, and we're going to start singing together at night, and everything will come together because this is what God wants us to do. The numbers don't lie. And I can't argue with the numbers when all we're doing is passing out business cards and talking about the station. So,
But we also are, like Dean said last week, I have no doubt at all that, you know, through prayer, obviously, you know, Magdalena praying and through reading the word. And I think, like he said, I think it's like really reading the word of the Lord, because that is just like what really... I think that's what really too, and God doing it, obviously it doesn't have anything to do with us. It's God's dream, and it's really his vehicle to bring a different, you know, just bringing the word of the Lord out and sharing that. That's what I'm trying to say. And I'm sorry, I've got that echo, so I'm hearing what I'm saying, but I'm not thinking what I'm saying, if that makes any sense.
I would like to add something.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ben.
And I'm sure Rebecca has heard this before, and I'm going to re-say it from what I said a couple weeks ago. When you learn about the Bible, you come to the book of James. James is about how works enter in your life. And when they were going through, and as the world of theology moved forward, a lot of theologians, and Rebecca, you may have heard this, called James' epistle a straw epistle because it didn't hold any weight, because it was based on works and not of faith. And in my opinion, we can do all the things that we can do, all the quote-unquote works, and still have no numbers. But if we have faith and we use God's word, it's like lead on the scale. It becomes weight. It becomes our talking has its weight in gold, and it becomes a lot more. It tips the scales faster than straw does. And now, what we speak about when we're all together, it holds a lot of weight. And when you hold a lot of weight, people listen, and then God is pleased with that. I really, really believe that.
Amen. Amen to that. I believe that as well. I second that.
It's part of that campaign, and I think we mentioned it, you know, a few months back, that part of the campaign that Magdalena and I are creating, teaching to teenagers, is the demographic that we're looking at. And it's called It's All About the Weight. And this is a really good lesson in that program, whatever it is that we're going to do together, if it's all of us together on the show, if I see it in a conference. I don't know who's going to be teaching the program, but I see this as a topic in a conference, and it's called It's All About the Weight. And I can see it, and which brings up,
is there any way we can, you know what I would love to see on Soul Sister Radio? I would love to see maybe like a youth pastor taking up an hour and doing something for kids.
Oh, no. But who were we talking to about doing that? There's a couple that have already come to us wanting to know if they can do a show on Soul Sister Radio. My problem is, I said, absolutely, and I took their number and their information down somewhere. I'll have to find it. But I don't know what to charge them yet, and I can't say yet, you have to sell this many hearts, because I've got to figure that out with kids.
Why don't you get them on the show just starting for a few months and have it directed towards teens? Because where they're right in our face with needing all that prayer right now. Look at all the kids we have right now that need prayer.
Yeah, no kidding. Right now, all we've done is allocated the time on Sunday for quote-unquote church. We have all the other air time, but they want it on Sunday.
And what time do they want it on Sunday?
It doesn't matter. We're already using, we only get 2 hours of airtime on Sunday, and we're already using an hour and a half, and we're going into the last half hour now. So,
okay. Well, why don't we discuss this? Obviously, we'll discuss this, but is there any way we can buy more airtime?
Yeah, this is what we're growing into. This is what is so amazing. So,
I would like to see that for our youth. To be honest with you, get somebody on there and do it kind of different for a Sunday youth for kids, for teenagers.
Yeah,
they really need it.
These are the things that we're talking about on the round table, and what we're going to do to expand, and what platform. And so I actually did have some talks about it. So this is all God, but this platform is also what we're doing to practice. Dean, can say it on the air. It's okay. Dean's going, the last 30 minutes is mine. It's mine, like Daffy Duck.
He can have that 30 minutes. We need to, we should probably do is look into that.
No, I've already done it, so I've already started talks with Blog Talk Radio, and thank God we have them, and with Tyson, who is our broadcasting person, and he's the one, Tyson is the one who created your commercial, and that's his voice.
That's awesome commercial.
In the commercial. So he's amazing to have on our team as well. He went to school with Lauren. When Lauren went to fashion school, he went to broadcasting school. So, everything that we need, God has brought to the table, and thank God. And Dean, yes, you can have the last 30 minutes. It's all yours. And, but we will be, we're expanding. This is what's happening. And right now, Sunday is great. And so is Wednesday. And wow. But I really believe, Rebecca, this is just us practicing for that 3 month tour that we're going to be on every year called
the cross tour.
Yes. Remember when Lauren made the little, she hand drew the little boy or the little child in front of the cross. And she was, what, 11, 12 years old? It was so funny. But
I love her.
Yeah, we're going on a tour. I see us getting in an RV or whatever, or a convoy of RVs, and we're just going to get on a soul-assisted train.
Tell Dean about the cross tour.
Dean, are you there? Yes?
Yeah.
So, Rebecca, you know, when we started talking about all this, you know, my vision is not to be a speaker on this tour. I had a vision of, you've been to Women of Faith conference or no?
Me?
Usually it's all women.
No.
Okay. I want you to look at the platform of Women of Faith. They're pretty amazing. And I've gone quite a few times, and it's these League of Women, and each of them come out with a purpose, and they talk at these conferences. And I have seen the same thing. I see Rebecca as being one of our huge sponsors. I now see Soul Sister Radio. I see me coming out and introducing each of the speakers. But Rebecca had a vision of it being called the Cross Tour, and that we would be taking the cross, which makes perfect sense that we're under the order of St. Helen, if you know the story of St. Helen, that we would be taking the cross. And during these shows, we would be, and you've seen this, where we would be putting our burdens onto the cross. So,
well, and
Rebecca,
the reality would be, you know, to go into a city and to really have, you know, to really, a sort of kind of like what my favorite person that I've loved forever. My mind went blank on me for a second because I'm getting that echo back. But evangelizing and trying to go in and lead young people, old people, whomever to the Lord, and really get them set up like in a church, like have to be like, you know, because sometimes I think what happens is when we go in and people accept the Lord or when we're in ministry or whatever, we meet people of Christ, sometimes get led to Christ, but there's not a family there to help the person grow. Because you don't know that you need to grow, and you need somebody to mentor you and somebody to be there with you as a young Christian so that you can grow. Because we know, like you said earlier, it's like the roller coaster. Sometimes we're on top, sometimes we're on the bottom. Sometimes I've been on the bathroom floor crying.
Right.
You know, and you really need a mentor, and you need a family. So oftentimes, when you go into a city and you're evangelizing, it kind of was like an evangelism situation, a tour where you went in, a summer tour, where you went in and led people to the Lord. And there'd also be, you know, family churches there that can come in and, you know, invite people to study at their churches. And then really just, really the whole focus of the tour was to tell people about Calvary, what Calvary did for us, that, you know, Christ died on that cross for our sins, and not have it be so much about money, but about true love for people and leading them to the Lord and giving them a family and helping them grow and to help change, you know, to have that relationship with Christ. And so that's kind of what it was. And then the Lord kind of just gave us the radio show, right?
Yeah.
So,
Rebecca, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, darling. I'm here.
Rebecca, can you do me a favor? When you get a chance at your earliest convenience, could you Facebook friend me?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah. I'll do that. Yes. Yeah. Send me your, do you have my phone number?
No.
Maria, forward him my phone number and get him to forward me exactly his name spelling, and I'll
introduce you to and connect you. I think I already have, but.
Brother.
Yeah, this is Brother Superior. We have Mother and Brother Superior.
And I'm the
father. Well, you know, like the main thing is that you both, I mean, you both have amazing faith, and you both really do love the Lord, and you both really have a calling on your life. You know, I feel like, Dean, you really have a calling in the ministry on your life, and I know Maria does as well. And I mean, really, like, when Maria talks, of course, I've loved to listen to her now for, well, I guess, 14 years? And she's changed my life and been there for me through so much of my bathroom floor times. And just to sit and listen to you on the show on Sundays, I mean, I really get fired up. Inspired, I learn, I get fired up. And I really feel like, you know, I'm really kind of, I feel like I'm getting fed. Great.
Awesome.
I can't thank you guys enough for that opportunity and to be here. And I, of course, love you, Madeline, so.
I love beautiful points, so. It's all good. All right. We got to
get Well, I'm
going to
let you guys finish up. I love you all so much, okay? Love every
all
one
right.
of you with all my heart. And,
I love you, too.
Yeah, and y'all take care of you, friend you, and I can't wait till we get together for the show next Sunday. I love you guys.
Okay, I love you,
bye.
Too. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, Dean. I'll talk at you later.
Bye, Maggie.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Talk to y'all later. Hold on. I got to close it out with this. Maybe.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.